Gehazi. After Naaman was healed at the Jordan River, he and his men went back to the prophet's house and stood before him. Naaman said, "Today I've learned and now know that there's no God on earth except the God of Israel. Please accept my humble gift." Elisha said, "As sure as God lives, I won't take a gift from you." Naaman insisted, but the prophet still refused. Then the commander said, "Please, let me have as much dirt as 2 mules can carry. I'll no longer worship any other god. Instead, I'll kneel on this dirt from Israel and worship the Lord God." He then asked for something else. "When my king goes into the temple of his god, I'm required to go with him because I'm his commander. While I'm there, I have to kneel down in front of the idol. I ask that the Lord will forgive me for doing this." Elisha said, "Go home in peace, and don't worry about that situation." Shortly after Naaman left, Gehazi started thinking, "My master let this Syrian off too easy. He should have paid something. I'll go catch up with him and ask for a gift for myself." So Gehazi went after the Syrian commander. Soon Naaman saw him coming and stopped his chariot. He got off and greeted the servant. "Is everything all right?" "Oh, everything is fine. My master just found out that he's having 2 young guests staying with us tonight. They're from the school of the prophets. He was wondering if you would like to help with the expenses. Possibly 75 pounds of silver and a couple of sets of clothes?"
"Certainly. Here, I'll give you 150 pounds of silver in 2 bags, as well as the 2 sets of clothes."
The commander gave all of this to a couple of his men so they could carry it back for the servant. Gehazi had the men take the silver and clothes to his own house. Once everything was put away, he sent the men away. He then went and stood next to his master.
"Gehazi, where did you go?"
Oh, I didn't go anywhere."
"Oh, my dear friend, my spirit was there when Naaman stopped his chariot and stepped down to greet you. It wasn't your place to accept money, clothes, olive trees, vineyards, animals, or slaves. Therefore, Naaman's leprosy is now attaching itself to your skin."
With that, Gehazi turned and left the house. He looked down at his arms, and they were already white with leprosy.